Hey, how's it going? This is another episode of the Gearheart Podcast. I'm your host, reader, and writer, Alex White. With me is Renee White. We're going to go ahead and get this thing started, all right? Coming at ya! Gearheart Podcast. Hey, everybody, and welcome back. All right, so we've got the fifth episode here. If you'll remember from last time, Jonathan had been woken up from a fever dream by Cog, by her crawling into bed with him. So let's see what happens next on The Gearheart. Jonathan looked up at Cog and said to her, "We've got to save the future." Cog knew what to do. She ran into the closet and got her laser bass guitar and then said, "I'll go guess up the DeLorean. Give me one of those half-empty beer cans." Jonathan nodded and tossed one her way. She dashed out the door. Jonathan lay in bed for a minute and thought about what all this means. He had seen the future before, and it totally sucked. The aliens had stripped mine to the Earth's core, and the daily robot lashings were a huge bummer. Not to mention the zombie hordes. Let's not mention the zombie hordes. Jonathan got out of bed and strapped on Galdazag, his steam sword. Galdazag shook his head awake and looked up at Jonathan.
"It's that Tom again, ain't it?"
Galdazag said. "Yes, and this time it's for real," Jonathan answered. Jonathan ran out of his bedroom door just as a light whistling sound could be heard overhead. He tapped the communicator on his ring and yelled, "Cog, we've got air marshals, and it sounds like they're not playing around." Fire rained down on the cottage and the world exploded around him. Burning wreckage bounced off the force bubble Jonathan had barely managed to throw up between him and the missiles. Through the choking clouds of smoke, he could see four airships hanging overhead. Cog's DeLorean burst through the only still-standing wall as the gull-wing door on the passenger side whipped open. "Come with me if you want to live," Cog yelled. Jonathan slid across the hood of the DeLorean, scratching the flame job with his wallet chain. "Damn it, Jonathan, you're paying for that," Cog yelled. Yeah, just drive," Jonathan shouted back as he jumped in the seat. She slammed it into first and crashed through some more burning debris. "Where are we going?" Cog asked. "Not where, when," Jonathan answered. Jonathan grabbed Galdazag and twisted off its head. Galdazag expressed his comfort with this by flipping Jonathan off. Jonathan took a glowing blue gem from underneath his shirt where it hung from a thin golden chain. He dropped it down Galdazag's hilt. And then screwed his head back on. The tension was awesome. Jonathan said, "Here goes nothing and everything," then plunged the sword deep into his chest. Everyone screamed, then everything went black. The DeLorean screeched to a halt. In front of them was a huge drop-off. They stopped just in time. Cog looked over at Jonathan and then pulled the sword out of his chest. "I'll hate it when you do things like that." "I do what others can't," Jonathan said as he pulled out his Helomatrix regenerator and sealed the gushing wound in his chest. "Jonathan," said Cog. "Not now, Cog. I'm kinda busy." "Jonathan," she said more urgently. "God, what?" Cog pointed out the front window at a giant T-Rex who had wandered up to the car. He let out a giant T-Rex roar and charged, hitting the side of the car with the side of its head. "Where are we?" Cog yelled.
"Not where, when," Jonathan answered. "The wrong when."
What's gonna happen to Jonathan and Cog? Why haven't we mentioned Isabelle at all? Is she dead? Who knows? Tune in next week on The Gearheart.